Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and their distributor, Essential Formulas. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's, now available on Amazon. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we hope that you're all doing well today and wanted to just give you a little information about Conscious Talk Radio. For those of you that might be listening for the very first time, we are a five-day-a-week show, and we talk about health and animals and the environment and relationships and spirituality and all sorts of topics. And we can talk about anything because we bring consciousness to those subjects.
And really, that's the point, is that we talk about consciousness because that's the basis of everything we do and where we come from. So how we approach any subject depends on the consciousness behind it. And, you know, also on a practical level, you know, we want to tell you a little bit about our site, because not only do we have archives for at least 2 years, but there's free podcasting. The podcast goes up a couple of hours after the live show. And, you know, obviously that's available to any device, and how to sign up for that, because it's free, is right there on the site. But also, every guest has a guest page. And if you want to find out about those guests, you can put their name in the search engine. It'll take you to their page. It'll connect you with their websites. There'll be a little bio there and also a play button for any of the shows they've been on.
And we have information on the products from the sponsors that come on our show. And, folks, these are all-time tested products. We wouldn't bring them forward if we didn't believe in their efficacy and that we use them ourselves. We also have a Facebook page that we post a lot of very interesting things. And we stream live in 152 countries. So, you know, we're getting out there that way as well, which is available. So, you know, we are one of these shows that are bringing upliftment and empowerment and hopefully inspiration and information into your life.
So check out ConsciousTalk.net. And if you are outside of our broadcast area, it's the best way to get the show. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so are you a sensitive person? Perhaps an empath? Then your road in your life may not have been easy. We'll talk to Danielle Gibbons, channel for Mother Mary, about her experience as a sensitive person and how she dealt with it. Then, Mother Mary will speak about self-care for you and others in your life that are sensitive. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yep, we're making another difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, waking up, coming on the show and teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, as we have been doing for some time now, once a month we check in with Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary. And of course, together they are the authors of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. We love drilling down with Danielle, and we're going to talk to her first and then Mother Mary, on various subjects that, you know, maybe we just skip the surface of often in the spiritual community. But, hey, we love going to the to an eternal source. I mean, you know, what better? So, Danielle, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be here with you both and all of your fabulous listeners.
Well, we wanted to talk today, Danielle, about sensitive people, people that are empathic, people that are highly sensitive. And we thought we would start with you because we know that you're an incredibly sensitive being. And I believe there's more and more people realizing on the planet, or they are expanding their consciousness and becoming more sensitive. So what has been your experience with being very sensitive?
Well, it's definitely shaped my whole life, that's for sure. And as a child, being an empath, especially in a home with people who were really struggling with themselves and with their ability to be happy, it was really difficult to feel everything that was going on in any given room at any given time, mm-hmm. and not know what to do with that, mm-hmm. you know, not understand why I was feeling it, what the point was, my place with having certain information and how to navigate that in my relationships. My mother always told me, you're too sensitive. Mm-hmm. You're too sensitive, Danielle. Mm-hmm. And when I was a little older, she said, you're too sensitive, and it's going to be one of your biggest problems. Mm-hmm. And she was right in a rather fatalistic type of way, because I was so sensitive, and a highly sensitive person and empathic, and had no training, no understanding of it, I always felt like I was sort of raw and naked all the time, very vulnerable, mm-hmm. and did not know how to cope and be, you know, have healthy relationships. So I immediately started reaching for things to dull my senses, mm-hmm. to act as a buffer between me and other people and the world. You know, food, sugar was a big one. Sugar definitely alters my emotions. It alters my my ability to think clearly. It alters how I feel about myself and others. And most importantly, back then, it was like putting a wall between me and other people. And it's something I needed, you know, for survival.
Yeah,
sugar
and
was.
And then,
your...
of course, as I got older, I reached for drugs and mm-hmm. alcohol and just doing all kinds of things that I saw other people doing, but that were not just kind of unhealthy for them or slight problems for them, but became deeply destructive for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things is that you were in some ways an early adapter, like many of us, and you didn't know what was yours and what was kind of universal, what was coming in through mass consciousness, electromagnetics, I mean, all sorts of different ways that sensitive people pick up things and then feel overwhelmed. And in our generation, there wasn't as much, you know, ADHD, that kind of thing. Or maybe there was, but we didn't recognize it. It just didn't seem to be as big a problem. And maybe it's not a problem, but they are sensitive people and they handle information and energy differently. I think that's something that we're observing more and more, and it's part of what's happening as things open up on the planet. I know we'll have this discussion with Mother, but is that something, does that ring true kind of to you and your experience here?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm also ADHD. I was diagnosed in early childhood, and it makes complete sense to me because that was another way for me to adapt, I guess, in a more socially understandable context, because being bombarded with energies and overwhelmed by energies, I did feel a little bit like a pinball, you mm-hmm. know, in a pinball machine, just mm-hmm. bouncing from one thing to another and real problems focusing because there was so much input all the time, so much stimulus all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that was triggered in my, you know, I guess in my DNA or my makeup. And all these things come together to form a way of being in the world that if it's understood and seen as a gift and utilized well, it can be, for me, it's so easy to connect with people, with spirit, with nature. I mean, it's now become my superpower.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's like the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
And not just because I get to channel, but just as a person in the world.
Right. Well, when we learn, and I know I had a very similar background to you, Danielle, and probably the mantra that I heard the most often from my parents, there were two mantras. One, that I was way too sensitive.
Yeah.
And the other was, I was way too much trouble. And and that is because I didn't have any boundaries. I didn't know what boundaries were. And so I did things on my own to cope with all the information coming in that I couldn't process. And because I was very empathic as well. And I, you know, whether it's drugs or alcohol or food or whatever it is, to dull our senses, to make us less sensitive to what's going on around us. And I think it's important that this subject be really brought out and discussed. It's not even discussed enough today, I feel, because we like to put a label on people. We put a label on children. Well, they're ADHD, they're this, they're that. But they're highly sensitive beings, and we need to learn. That's why we're anxious to talk to Mother about it, because we need to learn about it. We need to know what can we do to help. It's a great thing. It is a superpower to have, but we need to know how to handle it and what to do with those energies and how to really integrate them into our lives properly.
You know, it's interesting. Our daughter, who has a son who has been diagnosed with ADHD and a number of other things, she says that she was astounded because in the public school that she's in Southern California, and they do have some special programs, but it's 20% of the kids. So this is a phenomena that is growing, mm-hmm. and probably for some reason, we would guess, it is a shift, and we just need the shift in our understanding of how they take in information.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that, you know, coming from our background with all the spiritual and metaphysical experiences that we've had over the years, I wonder if you agree that I think this is the evolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do agree.
Step in human evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We really do. And it's a necessary step because it's happening at the same time that we're denigrating the natural world. Mm-hmm. We're abusing the animal kingdom, mm-hmm. et cetera. So, and those folks that are more sensitive thrive in the natural environment, and they communicate much better with
animals and all of that.
Because they take in information in a more emotional and direct energetic way. Well, we're here with Danielle Gibbons. We are talking today about sensitives and, you know, the caring of empaths and sensitives, because we need it. We'll be back after these messages.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name, that's X-L-E-A-R, at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's, or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Inspired, impactful, and informational. Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. You are listening to it, and this is one of our special days that we've been doing once a month, where we spend some time with Danielle Gibbons and, of course, Mother Mary. As you know, they are the co-authors of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. Danielle has been a channel for Mother Mary for many years, since 1994, and together they've been assisting people all over the world to connect with Mother's love and grace. And obviously, Mother Mary has served humanity for thousands of years, and you know, we are privileged to once a month get to, well, delve in a little deeper into what all this spirituality is about, our connection together. And Mother, you know, so glad to have you back again. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved one. Wonderful to be here with you both and all your listeners.
Yes, well, thank you. And we're talking about sensitives, and we were talking with Danielle earlier about how we recognized that we were all quite sensitive early on and didn't particularly deal with it well. And now we notice that there are percentage-wise, perhaps, but there are just so many more sensitive people. So is this something to do with the evolution of Earth itself and just the timing of it all?
Indeed, it is. But there have always been empaths and highly sensitive people. But as the population grows and as the need of the Earth grows to have sensitive people embodied, then the percentage grows as well.
And now, Mother, we have, correct us if we're wrong, but we have always wondered about old souls and young souls. And we've sort of been told that there are a number of young souls on the planet today. In relationship to being sensitive and empathic, is there a relationship between that? Do you have to be an old soul to be more sensitive, or can you be born a young soul and still have these sensitivities?
Yes, beloved. Being highly sensitive and empathic are not necessarily gifts that only are given to those who are more evolved.
Mm. Okay.
They are, but in general, you will find people that are farther along in their evolution with these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller percentage of newer souls, because newer souls tend to be, more attracted to a part of shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had too many individuals who were very attracted to shadow or aligned with shadow, and they had the gift of high sensitivity and being empathic, they could do too much destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So these amounts of people are limited.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense to me, that they would have to be limited if they are more on the shadow side or the ego side of themselves. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. We've always said that, on the individual level and on the collective level, we personally always believed we were taken care of, that there was a purpose and a trajectory to evolution. And that these things that were happening, including these sensitivities, weren't by accident.
And does this include, Mother, the children coming in with ADHD and all of these things that we have labeled as not normal? Is this part of this evolution?
Yes, but there's a little bit more going on with children who have neurological and brain imbalances like this, for example, the ADHD, they're always highly sensitive, empathic. That is part of the equation. But also, in general, this is a general statement, that many of these kinds of conditions are being triggered in the DNA because of the environment in which you live, right? Because you live now in a highly toxic environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is often what happens when you have generation after generation who are saturating in toxicity. More things are triggered physically, emotionally, mentally, that have adverse effects on the individual. And these are often conditions that last throughout a lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not just being born with an illness and then getting treated and then being cured, right?
Mm. Yes.
These are lifelong conditions. And oftentimes, children will volunteer or souls will volunteer because it raises enormous questions in the public consciousness, right? Mm. The collective.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening? Why are we seeing an increase? What are the needs of these individuals and how can we serve them?
How are they serving the collective? And all these questions are starting to be answered. And one of them, one of the big questions that's being answered is children with ADD, ADHD are highly sensitive. And then people say, well, if they're highly sensitive with these particular traits that make them sensitive, what about other people who don't have ADHD or ADD, but still have these traits,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Are these traits for highly sensitive people? And they're discovering yes. And as they look farther and farther, they're seeing larger and larger parts of the population that fall into these categories. So all of a sudden, people are aware not only of themselves, but each other, that these sensitivities exist. They're real. They're not being made up by people. They are
mm-hmm.
real.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, these sensitivities were hysteria, mental illness, imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all in your mind. People, sensitive people were told this for a long, long time, right?
Right.
And now they're discovering that that's not so, that these are real traits.
Mm-hmm.
So these young children are coming to serve the collective in a very profound way, because they are going to lead the way into a deeper connection, human to human.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to eventually, these sensitive individuals are going to be like the glue or the binding agent that brings people together, that bridges the gaps in the collective that need bridging.
Mm. Mm. It seems to bring us back more, you know, we've gotten so much in our heads and, you know, turned our world kind of over to what really is a false logic often. And we've lost our emotional connections, it seems.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that, what we've noticed is that, you know, the sensitives really are kind of the opposite. It's so much more weighted on the emotional end,
mm-hmm.
and they can also be brilliant on the mental side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but also you all have lost your connection to nature.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, empaths and highly sensitive people are very drawn to nature. They're
yes.
very protective of it. They yearn for it.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They try to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they admire it, they support causes who are working to help it,
mm-hmm.
right? And that includes the animals and the plant life and the air and the water and all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that energy if you want to turn this toxic environment around,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. But it's also, Mother, and we'll get into this in our next segment. We're going to take a break shortly here, but I wanted to make a comment about that. It's also the ones of us that are highly sensitive to the toxicity and the desecration of Mother Earth and the harming of animals and the extinctions and stuff. It's also very painful to live with the knowing of that. And so when we come back, maybe you can give us a little help with that pain that we all feel around those issues to the ones of us that are really sensitive and empathic and understand what's going on. Well, you're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're here today with Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary, and it's such a privilege for us to bring her to you. There is a lot more. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Whey pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where the journey from the head to the heart is where the rubber meets the road.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back, folks. And hey, thank you for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference. And thank you for joining us on our website at conscioustalk.net. And we always invite you to join us on our Facebook page. And when you're on our website, be sure and check out our events section. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Mother Mary, as channeled by Danielle Gibbons. And we're talking about being sensitive and sensitive beings. So many empaths have crossed our paths, so to speak. And Brenda brought up, Mother, this idea that, you know, it's very painful for people to be sensitive and to, you know, witness the denigration of nature, etc. It's like, you know, it's like cutting off a part of themselves.
Yes. Can you help us with that?
Yes. This is one of the joys and difficulties with being highly sensitive, with being empathic, right? Mm-hmm. So on one hand, when you interact with animals or the environment, you are able to feel a depth of connection and feeling that many people are simply not able to feel. It is an enormous privilege and an honor to feel so deeply when you are in the presence of an animal or the environment, the natural world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you also are subject or exposed to your sadness, right? Your mm-hmm. feelings of pain and sadness around how animals are treated or how the environment is treated. It's as if that animal and you are connected,
mm-hmm.
and what they feel, you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part of being an empath, right?
Yes.
And so I encourage everyone to build boundaries out of love. When you read that story, when you see the results of abuse, whether it's environmental or animal or human, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you see the results, you breathe and you send love, become active rather than reactive,
mm-hmm.
and know that when it's one thing to feel that pain, to have that moment where you connect to the pain and the suffering that is happening. But it's another when you choose to go deep into that, to recognize that at the moment, it is not you who is suffering, but you are choosing to feel something that does not belong to you.
Mm.
You choose to make yourself a part of feelings that may not be your own. So when you have the gift of being sensitive and an empath, you must educate yourself on what's yours and what's not yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And learn to build boundaries of love.
Mm. I like the idea, Mother, of sending love to those things. You know, we do have to feel that pain. We have to feel it. We can't deny it. But then to turn around and be proactive and send that situation love feels right. It feels like we're able to help in that way. That's how we can actually contribute something instead of going on the other side of it and sinking back into the pain so deep that we become part of the problem. So I like that we're able to send it love, and in that way we're being proactive in it and really helping out.
Yeah. Well, we're going to run off to a break here, but now that we start to understand that and that there is some place that we can go with this, I think the question that comes up for a lot of people, Mother, and we'll address it when we come back, is how do you know, you know, how do you separate yourself from what's going on in the universe and what's going on
and
in
how do you?
You
know if you're empathic or sensitive, or you're picking other things up? And we'll find that out when we come back. Stay tuned.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, simply the best that radio has to offer.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. You are listening to it, and we are here with Danielle Gibbons, channeling Mother Mary, and we're talking about sensitivities, being an empath, being a sensitive. And before we get back into it, I just want to remind you, their website is belovedpublications.com, mm-hmm. where you can find out about their various classes and events and things going on, and, you know, how you can learn more about their work and participate. It's belovedpublications.com. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And it's such an honor and privilege, Mother, to be speaking with you once a month here on the show. Mm-hmm. And we learned so much from you, and we really feel your love. And part of the reason that we really can feel and connect to you is that Rob and I are two very empathic, sensitive people. But there yeah. are those out there that might feel it to a degree and maybe not at all, but they may be sensitive and not even know it. So maybe you can help our audience. How do you know if you're empathic or sensitive?
Well, what I encourage people to do, especially people that are listening to your show, that are drawn to these types of things, these types of books, these types of experiences, it is pretty high possibility that they are either one or the other. Mm. So there are two resources that I think are quite good to explore. And all you have to do is go on the internet to look them up. And one is 30 traits of an empath. Mm. And that will take you where you want to go. And then there's it's a test. That's Are You a Highly Sensitive Person test. Mm. You can look that up, and that will take you where you want to go. And they also have a test for your child. Mm. And I encourage people to take both, because it's good to look back on their own childhood and recognize that they were sensitive then too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And when you can identify if you're either an empath or highly sensitive or both, all of a sudden then you can say, okay, obviously I require special care. Hmm. And if it's all right with the two of you, I'd like to talk about that now.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Wonderful. So in general, if you fall into one or the other category, you are someone that gets overwhelmed. But I'd like to clear up this misnomer. People also often say, oh, I get overwhelmed so easily. But that's not true. It's not easy to overwhelm you. It's just that you feel so much stimulus all the time that you go into overwhelm, right? So it's not easy to overwhelm you, but if you just look at the sheer volume of what you're able to connect to, it would make perfect sense that you then flip into overwhelm at a certain point, right? And so you must look for ways to simplify and quiet your life, right? You may all this time, all these years, been forcing yourself to go shopping at the mall because, or go shopping at Costco because normal people go shopping at Costco. But when you leave, instead of just having an hour in a store, you feel completely wiped out. So people who are highly sensitive, empaths, if possible, should limit the time they spend with large amounts of people. And this is not to limit your life. As a matter of fact, it will help you enormously. So start to think of quality over quantity, right? So you limit the amount of time you spend with lots and lots of people in one building or one room. And if you work in a big building, start to ground yourself before you go to work and all throughout the day. There's a little exercise. You can do some deep breathing and imagine that you are a tree. You feel the roots moving through your root chakra down into Mother Earth. Your body is the trunk. Your arms and head sprout into branches, and you, it doesn't matter what kind of tree, but you want to feel the solidness of the moment. Be grounded and reaching for the sky. If you do that, breathe and imagine yourself as a tree throughout your workday. If you are surrounded by a lot of people, that is going to help you stay more centered and not take on all the energy in the room. Find techniques that clear your energy, establish your energetic space, and make clear declarations when you walk into the building. My energy is my energy. Everyone else's energy belongs to them. It does not belong to me, and mine does not belong to them. My barriers are made of love, and all loving, nurturing energy can flow easily across these barriers. But other people's pain, other people's fear, other people's worry and stress does not cross those barriers, right? These are my boundaries made of love.
Those are wonderful, and they're easy to do.
Yes, you don't need anything special to
do it. And you know, I was, as you were saying that, I was thinking, well, a lot of people would think, oh, that's so simple, Mother, can it really work? But what we have found out in our lives, we're old or long enough in the tooth now to know and lived enough to know that the simple things are really powerful. They do work. In fact, the more simple, the better.
Yes. And the more simple you eat and move your body with pleasure, that's doing things you love doing with your body, to move it, to get it going. Sensitive people need exercise, healthy food,
and time for quiet.
Yes.
Time for meditation, mm-hmm. time for simplicity and stillness. Mm-hmm. And most important, and this is the key, highly sensitive people and empaths need to spend time in nature every day if possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even if you just touch a tree and connect with that tree for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Just 5 minutes.
Yes.
Lie down on the ground when the weather permits. You can have a blanket. Connect with earth.
Mm.
Connect with the environment. Connect with animals, mm-hmm. trees, grass, plants.
Mm.
And you will find that you are much less likely, if you put all that together, you will find your superpower.
Mm. Yeah. And again, simple things. We just need to do it and do it consistently. And what yes. you're talking about, Mother, you're sharing with us things that feed the soul, feed our souls, and nurture us. I can feel that energy as you talk about it, and it's nurturing, loving energy, and my soul just sucks it up.
Yeah. Now, even if you live in an urban area, you can always find a way to connect.
Yes.
You know,
there are parks.
There are animals and lots of people, you know. I think it's the natural inclination of people, you know, pets are the new children.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes,
so many pets.
Indeed.
And it's great
and
because as we urbanize more, that's a very large connection. Well, folks, if you want to find out more about Mother Mary and her continuing work on our behalf, you can go to belovedpublications.com.
And thank you, Mother, so much again for the privilege of being with us and sharing such love and wisdom. We so appreciate it. And folks, as always, we thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where we've learned conventional wisdom isn't always wise.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.